Now, many of you have heard me talk about the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. And what I want to do before hearing from our final guests of today, I'd like to go to a short clip, because the Poor People's Campaign was outside the last presidential debate in Iowa protesting, because they have been demanding, I should say we have been demanding, that there be a debate on poverty. Let's hear from the Reverend William Barber. I think he's marching here as he makes this point.
Our silence is not symbolic of who we are, but an ugly metaphor for how silent this nation has been on the issue of poverty, while people are dying, 600 a day, 140 million poor and low-wealth people are demanding that they be heard. Right. We've not had a debate in over 28 debates addressing the issue facing 43% of this nation. And in Iowa alone, over 1 million people, because 600 people need a casket today who died from the effects of poverty.
Just devastating here. I'd like to welcome 600 people dying each day from the result of poverty. The Bishop Emory B. James was called to the ministry in 1975. He organized his current pastorate, Ephesians New Testament Church, which he has successfully served as pastor for nearly 30 years. They've been doing a lot of social justice work. Bishop Emory James also served as the president of the Fontana Ministerial Association and organized a feeding program called Fontana We Care, an assisted living facility called the Olive Branch Transitional Housing Project in the city of Fontana. He has received numerous awards for outstanding service to the county of San Bernardino, the city of Fontana, and the state of California overall for community service. Welcome, Bishop Emory B. James.
Thank you, Ms. Prescott. I'm honored to be on your show this morning.
So you are going to be welcoming Dr. William Barber. Tell us where and when and why.
Okay, Ephesians New Testament Church is going to host the 32nd Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration, January 18, 2020. Location is going to be the Westside Baptist Church, 15006 Randall Avenue in Fontana at 3 p.m. As you know, this is the Dr. King season, and Dr. King is worthy to be celebrated. And we felt that bringing Dr. Barber in, who has articulated and revived the movement of the poor people, we thought that in order to celebrate Dr. King properly this year, we could not overlook the Poor People's Campaign and the work that Dr. William Barber has done. And so William Barber, most of you know, is president of Repairs of the Breach, Poor People's Campaign on Washington, is scheduled for a major march June 20th, 2020. And he's the former president of the North Carolina NAACP. If you've never heard Dr. Barber, we have found him to be an electrifying speaker, has become the voice of the civil rights movement of this in this country in this day and time. And so we wanted to bring him to celebrate Dr. King and to help him revitalize the Poor People's campaign and movement and march on Washington by calling focus to this. My church has always been in the forefront of celebrating Dr. King. When I first came to Fontana in 1979, Fontana was really in bad shape, because we had the Klan and we had the Hell's Angels riding up and down the street. But we have moved this community to celebrating Dr. King's birthday. And we have a library named after him. We have a statue after him. And we were able to elect our first African-American mayor in the name of Aquanetta Warren. So we've done a lot of work here in this community to bring awareness to the spirit and the movement of Dr. King. We just felt that latching on to this Poor People's Campaign movement with Dr. Barber would be the best way to associate and celebrate Dr. King's birthday on January 18th.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And thank you, Bishop Emory James. I find Dr. Barber as the real deal, the inspiration that he gives, the energy he puts out, not only when he speaks, but he's also an organizer. And for full clarity here, disclosure, I am active with the Poor People's Campaign, a part of the coordinating group in California, and will be in Washington, D.C., June 2020. And we're hoping that across the nation, there'll be 100,000 of us with this new civil rights movement, this fusion movement. So, Bishop James, I'm so excited to meet you this way on radio and to know about the incredible work you have done in Fontana, because a lot of people talk about Martin Luther King and his memory, but you're one of those people that are actually continuing and carrying out the work of Dr. King. I don't know.
Well, you know, many have various opinions about the dream of Dr. King, which continually is analyzed and interpreted just to meet the diverse opinions that challenge the world today.
Yeah.
I believe that what keeps the dream alive is the fact that it can never be placed in a box nor made infinitely interpreted simply because it continues to evolve and is always calling us to a loftier place in humanitarianism.
Absolutely.
This is the reason that after 50 years, the dream is still as fresh as it was the first day the arrow of moral persistitude and was released, and it pierced the heart and moved us to repent from the immoral spirit of selfish indignation. So my movement here in Fontana is to keep that dream alive and to keep it active for young people and for people that are young adults. And so we try to put things together here in Fontana celebrating his birthday that keep that on their mind and let them know they have a moral responsibility to make sure that the principles of nonviolence and activism continue. And so Dr. Barber is a proponent of that. He is an extension of what Dr. King was.
Right.
And so we want to celebrate him, and we want to do things that's going to bring focus to this experience of Dr. King. And he is the ideal person, especially with the Poor People's Campaign movement. I was in San Francisco a month ago for that march, and I'm telling you, it was phenomenal.
It was something else. And Bishop Emory James, I'm so sad because what you're saying is beautifully said. We're out of time on the show. I've got to dash out of the studio, but we will have you back, though. We'll have you back, and we have information about your event up on our social media. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show. I have enjoyed this moment together. Thank you.
Okay.